you better ask David. It's something about a woman. That's the reason I don't understand when somebody can say that women preachers. Hey, Jesus, what did the woman do? She ran to Jesus. I'm telling you, women have influence. Let me leave that alone. Y'all ain't ready for that one. Y'all ain't ready for that one. But we thank God and we honor God. And let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just thank you for this time to come and fellowship around your word. I thank you, Lord, that I would decrease, that you would increase in me. Show yourself faithful on today, Lord, to your woman servant. I love you. I praise you. I give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Before we do our statement of faith, I just want you to go ahead and pre-mark your Bibles to Luke 2:52. Let us go ahead and do the statement of faith. This is my Bible. It is the word of truth. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can. I'm a believer and not a doubter. I'm a doer and not just a hearer. I'm humble before the Lord. I'm obedient to the Lord. I'm mature in the Lord. I'm enthusiastic about the Lord. I know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. 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 Luke 2:52 reads as thus, and it says, and Jesus increased. Other translations said, and Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man. Amen. Before you be seated, I just want to speak to you just for the next couple of moments on the subject of intentional growth. Intentional growth. Amen. And on your way down, I just want you to touch yourself. And I want you to tell self, self, it's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. My objective on this morning is simple. It's for you to continually grow in the things of God and in the essential areas of your life. Saints, growth is vital to our everyday life. It doesn't matter if you're 70, if you're 50, if you're 30, if you're 20. It is vital that you continue to grow. And I don't know about you, but I like growth. But I also understand that growth comes with its challenges. We see it now like never before. Growth in our cities, growth in our communities, growth in our neighborhoods. And because of growth, we see businesses now like never before. Seven Brews, Dutch Brothers, all kind of businesses. We see subdivisions coming up everywhere. Houses, everywhere you turn around, there are houses being done. But here is one of the challenges. It's causing more flooding. Have more cars on the road, but what is it doing? It's causing more accidents and delays. I don't know about you, but 98 challenges me, y'all. I remember what the old folks used to say, and we just ignored them, but they used to say, keep on living. Other words they used to tell us, keep on growing. What they was telling me is, you're going to experience some things if you just keep on growing, because 98 y'all challenges me. Something that should take you 15, 20 minutes, not take you a whole hour to get there. It challenges me. And so I thought that Crestview would be a little better. I was on the basin, and it was about 3 o'clock, and I told my daughter, I said, we'll go through Crestview. And we got ready to get into Crestview, and it's bagged up. It challenges you. But let me be clear, just because there are challenges doesn't stop it from growing. There has to be intentional growth. I want y'all to get it today because God has given practical things to me. And so I want you to get it because he always go about giving natural analogies to bring about a spiritual truth. So don't miss it. Because I may be speaking some natural things, but you better get it and grab it in the spirit. And when you grab it in the spirit, you just better say, amen, I got it. Y'all, so here I am, even myself, in my own community, experiencing some things. There used to be a time when I could just get out of my subdivision with no problem. I used to could just drive out with no problem. Now I have to be intentional. Y'all better hear me. Now I have to do something extra. I have to give an extra punch to the accelerator because of growth. It can frustrate you sometimes, Robin, because growth ain't always easy and attractive. Ask a pregnant woman. Ask that baby growing and stretching. It ain't always attractive, and she doesn't feel attractive. It challenges you sometimes, Adrian, because some of us want to stay just where we are. We don't want to grow. That's the reason I tell you, you will always be challenged by your next, because your next wants you to stay just where you at. The Lord said, get your next car, but I done pay for it. I still got a lot of more miles on it. He just said, get your next car. But here you are, you want to stay right where you at. But here it goes, 6 months later, you done broke down. But he done told you what to do. You will always be challenged by your next. Tell you to get your next house. Oh, but I got 20 more years on this, Lord. You want to stay just where you at. You don't want to move. It's just comfortable that way. Even in situations of our lives, you know how things work. At your job, they can tell you something and you know how to do it. Because that's what you've been comfortable with. But when somebody challenges you to grow, you get mad. This is the way it's always been. But I come to tell you, growth demands change. You have to change processes. The Bible said no one puts new wine into old wineskins or else it will burst the wineskin. You're striving to keep things the same way. You got to change. This is the way I am. I done heard that too. This is just the way I am. I heard a wise woman say once, and I miss her, Mama Roz. Whoo, she used to drop so many gems. And she said this to me. She said, when somebody says this is the way I am, she said she just move on from it because there is no growth. Because growth is vital to our lives. And I want to tell you, if you can recognize this is the way I am, then you can recognize you need to grow from that. I'm just here, people of God, just to let you know. And to say to you is just like our communities are growing, things around us are growing, you and I must grow. And not only in this flesh, but in this spirit. We must grow in the things of God. We must be intentional as we serve the Lord. Living out our purpose. Growing more in your faith. We didn't stop growing in our faith. But in Peter says it well. Peter says these words. He said, make every effort in 2 Peter 1:5. He said, make every effort. Even when it comes to adding to your faith. He said, add unto your faith virtue. And to virtue knowledge. And to knowledge. All that he's saying. Just go back and read it. Other words, he was indicating what? Areas of growth. So here's my first point. Write it down. You can't stay in the same place and expect different results. I repeat that. You can't stay in the same place and expect different results. Some of us are in the same place we were last year, doing the same thing, and yet we expect a different result. It just ain't gonna happen. It won't happen. Y'all, we are in a time now that many don't want to be challenged to grow. I know what growth does. It can be overwhelming sometimes because you've mastered a certain thing and you don't want to move from it. I've been there. I've mastered what I was doing in one thing. And when it was time for me to do something different and people telling me I didn't want to grow. No, I don't want to go any further. But as I stated, growth demands change. Some relationships are in turmoil right now because somebody in it don't want to grow. That's the way it's always been done. Now, baby, let's do something different. I know I've always drove to church by myself, but hey, come and go with me. Let's ride in the same car. You imagine what we can get done in the car just talking and just praising God together, but you want to drive by yourself. It's just the way it's always been done. We just got to stop playing games and get with the program. Because what I did at 25, I can no longer do at 51. I got to change. I got to grow from it. You have to grow. We have to stop ignoring the truth. Even these companies, y'all, want us to grow. They send you to workshops. I know Miss Ann used to go all over Washington, D.C., and all that, Zantel, and all of them just used to go. You know what? They wanted you to grow. They want you to stay in the same place. Look at the spirit. Jesus grew. The Bible says in Luke 52, our scripture text, and Jesus increased. He grew. So who is our example? Jesus. He increased, so we must also. Y'all better help me. I don't need any amens today, baby, because I'm telling you, this has changed my life. Because I can't keep being stuck in certain areas of my life. I have to grow. And then you get mad with everybody else because it ain't happening for you. If you just grow, there would be a change in your life. The church must grow. Woo, we can't keep talking about what we did 20 years ago. Can I now get amen? We can't stay in the same place and expect different results. We got to move on from that and ask ourselves, how do we grow from here? In the book of Acts chapter 2, it's right at that last verse of that chapter, I believe, and it said, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Is that our desire? Do we want to grow? Or do we want to stay where we're at? What's our next level of growth when it comes to the church? How are we growing families? How are we growing the next generation of leaders? We have so many young people out here in the audience, but how are we growing them? They got so much wisdom and knowledge on the inside of them, but have you taken them to be able to grow them? Are we still worrying about what we did 10 years ago? How it used to be? How it was? They may not have it all together, but they got to grow. And in our growth process, we learn. Whoo, my. And I want to share this with you. This is just a side note. Everyone's opinion is not God's truth. This is how it should be. This is how, when the last time that you looked in the mirror and God told you what to do with your church that he put you over? When is the last time? Yeah, because I got a whole lot of ideas, but they just my ideas. But what did God say to grow the ministry? This is how it should be. This is how we need to do it this way. What did God say to grow the ministry? I won't be before you long. This is my second point. The growth process. God gave me a vision of a body. And he showed me how the body parts were just growing together. It wasn't where one arm was short, there's no disrespect to anyone, and one was long, but he showed me how everything was just growing together. And he started giving downloads. And he said, you know what? The body only changes when something has stunted the growth. You're not reading your word like you used to. You have stopped serving in the church like you used to. Now you just decide to stay at home and watch it online. But I want you to know the people who you're watching online, they are in what? Church. I'm sorry to give y'all a fill in the blank. Bible study isn't important like it used to be. Everything now is a bunch of excuses. How you've been hurt. I have compassion with how you've been hurt. But if they hurt you on that side, you go to that side so that you can continue to grow in the things of God. But the first thing we do, we walk out. But we won't walk out our job. We'll go in there mad every day. What they did and what they said and what you have done is you have allowed someone or something to stunt the growth. But I'm believing on today. I'm giving you hope now. I'm lifting you right on up. Because I'm believing on today that there is a change. It's a shift that is going on so that you will continue to grow in the things of God. It's turning around for you. I know you got to believe that yourself. I can stand up here all day and tell you what to do, but until you get it yourself, it's turning around for you. No longer will I waver between two opinions. If God be God, I got to do what? I got to serve him. If Baal be Baal, then you're going to do what? Serve him. Oh, y'all better hear me. We got to refocus on what is important and grow. Paul said these words in Philippians 3:13. Write it down because we ain't going to no scriptures. He said, brethren. In other words, sisters also. He said, I do not count myself to have apprehended. He's talking about lay hold on. But he said, one thing I do. He said, I'm forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I'm forgetting about past failures, what they did to me, how they did to me. I'm forgetting about it and moving forth, y'all. I'm focusing on what's ahead of the things. I know I failed at some things and I lost focus. I'm a witness. Man, I was sitting in the church, I know, saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost coming in, sitting down, listening to my pastor get up and go. But I didn't know that I was stunning the growth. Something had stopped. Something had stopped the growth process, and I didn't realize because I felt like because I had so much word in me. That was the flesh, but the spirit, it was stopped. Because I wasn't doing what God had required of me to do. Y'all better hear me. The growth process, y'all, is so important that even when I used to take my children to their yearly appointments, the doctors would show a growth chart. Y'all ain't never seen, okay then, I ain't that seasoned. Okay then. And what they were doing was making sure that the child was growing at the right level. And they could tell things according to the growth level of that chart if that child was on track. Their height, their weight, where they should be at that time. And it became concerning when the children wasn't meeting certain things. And some women that used to pump, they would, you know, sometimes they were concerning because they weren't putting out enough. Oh, y'all better catch that in the spirit. And what they had to do was they had to change some things because they wasn't giving enough nutrients to the baby. Ooh, I felt that right there. Ah, I felt that right there, y'all. Woo! Woo! Not enough. Ah, you don't want me to go. I flow in it. Woo! So if the world is concerned about the growth process, what do you think about our Father in heaven? What is he concerned about? So I ask you the question, where is your growth level on God's growth chart? Are you still at level one and you've been in this thing 10 years? I'm not talking about you, babe, that you just started to grow. But I'm talking about some that's been in this thing a long time, but yet you still at level one. Ooh, I wish I had some just to measure it up, just to let you see how them growth charts, how they be. That's when you know you're on the right level to have them lines. But is your line straight across where you done leveled out? Y'all better hear me. Woo! Mature saints. Y'all better hear me because our children are dying. Our young and old folks are falling from the church. You thought it was just the young, but these old heads are falling from the church. Ooh, they dying for various reasons. Some coming in as babe, and you've been here 5-10 years, and you still acting like a babe. Paul said in Hebrews 5:12, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, and you still on milk. Mama ain't putting out that thing anymore. I'm not going to say what I'm. She ain't putting it out anymore. She's saying you grown. You still 10 years old sucking on a bottle, something wrong. And forgive me if you have some disabilities, but those of you that don't, you still sucking a bottle. Still sucking your thumb at 5 years old, that's something wrong with that. You know why something is wrong? Because that thumb then causes something to go on with your teeth. Hey, y'all ever? I'm just talking about those that's older. It's time to grow up, y'all. Where is your focus? Our world is in trouble, and we need the wisdom of God. People of God, we can't be around here playing about the elementary things when all chaos is happening right around us. Y'all see it? People are going to prison because of the treatment of animals, yet we are treating God's children like animals without any accountability. I love God's creation, don't get me wrong, but I'm going to tell you, they don't have a soul. I'm talking about God's people whom he gave a soul, and you have no accountability for what you're doing. You got God's children locked up and separated from their parents. I am with politics. Thank you, Lord. I'm in it. They done put me in it. Talking about a parallel with Martin Luther King. What you mean? The only parallel it is that they didn't, both of them didn't look like me. Y'all better hear me. Ooh, y'all will get that by tomorrow. That's the only parallel. Woo. Ooh. My. I don't know what is going on, but I'm like Paul. When he said, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Ooh. I'm about to lift you up again. People of God, our Father need us. But it's time for us to grow up. We got to grow up in the things of God. We can't keep being the way that we are. 15 years ago, we was wearing stockings. Well, I ain't wearing none today. This 15 years later, but it does not change the word of God. was doing this. Well, I'm 10 years later. It's different. We have to grow. Grow up to the things of God. He is demanding us to grow. That's how we sung the song 10 years ago. I don't want to hear that song. I'm on a different worship. I ain't talking about Strive. I'm just talking about your friends' churches. Don't come at me. Don't come at me, y'all. But here we go. I like the scripture. Now we can go back to Luke 2:52. I'm almost finished. Anybody that know me will tell you. I ain't finna sit up in no 40, 50 minutes hoop-lopping and all that. That ain't how I preach. I do just what God tell me to do. And I sit on down. That's what I do. I don't do what nobody else do, but this is just what I do. I love my pastor. And he line up on line, precept by precept, but he gonna give it to you, and that's good. I love that. I gonna tell you about V, cause V growing. But just to give you some backdrop to what was taking place leading up to this scripture, Jesus' parents had went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And as they returned, Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem. And when they realized after a day's journey that he was not in the company of them, they returned. And after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of teachers, both listening to them and answering questions. That lets me know that he was in the temple. He was in Bible study, probably. Where you at on Wednesday nights? I got comfortable because we went online. I was online. It ain't no wrong with that. But I used to have a zeal to where if I can just get in the house of the Lord because I wanted to grow. And now you get to certain places in your life, you just stand still and this ain't really, no, I just got off work, let me get myself together. But get yourself together, y'all, and let's start coming back to church. Let's start coming back to church. Oh, I'm just tired. But when something happens, we calling on the name of Jesus. And I ask you, when is the last time you done something for him? So I always have an opportunity to go back to him. And I say, God, hey, look what I was doing. And he'll tell me sometimes stuff maybe I don't want to hear. But at the same time, he is coming back into the house of God. Because we can stunt the growth. So here are four things to take note of. And here, even as his mother, when she asked him some things, I think that's in verse 49, 48, and it says, and when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said unto him, son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorry. And he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I have to be about my father's business? Y'all, that's the whole key to the whole message. Being about my father's business and intentionally growing in the things of him. Growth is important. Being about his work, spreading the gospel. Yo, growth comes from you and I looking at what Jesus did. The Bible says, and he grew in wisdom, understanding what his father wanted him to do, doing his father's will. He grew in stature, his physical growth. Did he have favor with God, spiritual, and favor with men, relational? That's the reason I need you. That's the reason I can't understand when God's people talking about, I don't need her. Yes, we do. We are the body. The body has to grow, and we grow together. Everybody stand. When we get about God's business, and when we intentionally grow, God will start doing a lot of things in the life of his people. When there is no growth, there's no movement. It's just there. That's the reason when you want flowers to grow, you have to do something to it. When you want to, how does a chicken grow? You have to what? Okay. Oh, I got a good class today. How does a pig grow? You got to feed it. So what do you think about you and I? We have to physically and spiritually be fed so that we can grow in the things of God. So on today, I decree and declare that every one of God's people will grow in the things of him. Get back to where you need to be so that we can grow in the things of God. We got to change some things, saints. There has to be a shifting in the body of Christ. The world is coming up and doing stuff. And you know what? We are neck to neck with them. And I cannot, if I see you in the store, I wouldn't even know. And it's no disrespect. Let me go to you, Pastor, because I don't know you. It may be a possibility that I don't even know that you are a Christian. Because that's how we done blended in with the world. You talking just like the world. You doing stuff just like the world. And we don't know a difference. But we have to be separated. We are the children of God. There should be a difference. There should be a difference in the body of Christ. We ought to know who you are. It should be something about your persona to let me know you are a Christian. But I can't tell it. We just thank God for his word today. I pray that there was something that was said to change the foundation of your life. So let us go to God in prayer. Give God a hand clap of praise first. We just thank God for this time. Amen. And one thing that I didn't get was our appeals. Because, see, there's growth. People may change in different levels. But for those of what I'm used to, it's salvation. Y'all bow your heads.